Predictability is, I'm going to set your expectations for you. You're starting this process. I want to set for you what you should expect in the process. We're not doing that right now. Every company does that. Every company gives a promise to their customers that they then, you know, work to meet or exceed. Keeping you informed during the process. If I've dropped the ball, I tell you, hey, I told you, I'd get back to Friday. It won't be Friday because this came up, but it'll be on Wednesday. So keeping the person informed is a massive one, because the veterans call VA right now a black box. They have no idea what's happening with their claim, what's the process. And just letting them know that there's action taking place would be enough. Consistent is a consistency from visit to visit and from location to location. And consistency requires that you have standards. It requires that you have items in place that are repeatable. And, you know, right now we have Steve Finn said, we have extraordinary service in VA. Sometimes, some places. What we don't have is that consistency all the way across. We haven't been able to execute that nationally. And the last one is making it easy. Make it easy to be a customer. And every company we ran into, that was one of their big mantras, was make it easy to be a customer. And my goodness, for our veterans, what we put them through, it's amazing they have the patience they have.
I would think that's maybe one of the biggest shocks coming from the private sector to government, because your restaurant customers can go to lunch one place and dinner another place and never come back to the first place if they don't want to. So you really have to work hard at that. The government isn't in that type of position, though.
We don't view that way, though. I mean, we're here to earn their respect. We're here to they have provided a service to our country that we owe them, and we need to serve them and do a better job in doing it. And I don't think anybody views it as, you know, it's a closed shop and they have to come to us anyway. We want to exceed the expectations. We want to earn their trust. And that's, I don't think anybody is looking and saying, well, you know, this is all we have to do. Everybody's looking at how do we even get better.
You spoke about how when you came in to create this customer service office, you thought that you'd be giving support and guidance, but you're actually taking on some of these things that will make customer service different yourself. Tell me a little bit about that and why you decided to bring that in-house, so to speak.
Well, it wasn't totally my decision. But the what you have in VHA and VBA, you know, what's called the silos, NCA, the Veteran Experience Office is the only office that's at an enterprise level, where we have access, we have visibility across the administrations. So some of the enterprise initiatives needed to be in an enterprise level office. And when you get down to it, every single thing we do impacts veterans' experience. So we're the business sponsors of those three initiatives, customer data integration, the unified digital experience, and the national contact center. The work's being done through others. So we're the business sponsor that's driving that from an enterprise level.
We're speaking with Tom Allen, the Veterans Affairs Chief Veterans Experience Officer. On Veterans Day, you're going to be rolling out vets.gov. Can you just give us a preview of how that experience is going to be different from what veterans have to go through now?
The language is different. The graphics are different. It's being done. I mean, one of the things that we were looking at and analyzing the current websites, the worst case was a website where they required 17 clicks to reach a PDF file, which you had to print, fill out by hand, and mail. So we've been analyzing, you know, what we've done, and we've got an incredible group of folks in the digital services who are doing it in an iterative way. We're doing it with veterans. We've got about 500 to 600 veterans who we are testing out each functionality with before it goes online, including blind veterans, so that there is an understanding, yes, this is ready to go. And so we will be doing one functionality at a time after it's been tested with our veteran group, and that'll go on onto the website. So it'll take us a year to have every single functionality. We're obviously working on the most important ones first. But on the 11th of November, it will be the content. We won't yet have the secure sign-on, and we hope that we will just keep improving that each month.
Going back to employees, You were speaking about how it's so important to focus on them, but there's so much pressure on VA employees right now from Congress, from the public. How do you counter that when now people are afraid to do something for fear they might get in trouble or lose their jobs? They don't have a lot of incentives to take risks.
I think Dr. Shulkin addressed that, and I think he did a great job of it when he said, my goal is not the accountability. It's allowing people to take risk and get something done. And if they make a mistake, they make a mistake. And as Scott Blackburn said, everybody owns that mistake. How can we change that and do something better? So a culture that we're all in this together instead of, you know, accountability of a single individual, how do you make the organization accountable?
Customer service is a concept that seems to be gaining steam through the Obama administration. All agencies are trying to figure out how to do it better. And you're one of the first agencies to really get started, hire somebody like yourself to be in charge. What do you think other agencies can learn from VA?
A tremendous amount. I mean, as you said, GSA had a chief customer officer that I think arrived 4 months before I did. To my knowledge, now I think there's still only the two of us at this level. The first thing is the tremendous message it sends to the organization, if there is a chief customer officer, that this is important to the secretary, to the person in charge of that agency. But the journey that we take, and I'd be happy, obviously, to help others who are looking at it, I think there's a tremendous amount that we can do in terms of the skills that need to be in place, the measurements, kind of changing the approach, looking at from the outside in, starting with your customers, then working backward. And I'm thrilled that this is something that the government's doing. Our goal is not to only make VA better. We'd like to have VA being the lead organization in the federal government in terms of customer service for our veterans.